AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're going to applaud you right there. And thank you for tuning in. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, it's going to be you and me, and you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me this afternoon. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On The Edge, at businessontheedge.biz, B as in boy, Igloo Zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. That's 1-888-MY-SMALL-BUSINESS-CONCIERGE-30, SBC-30. Welcome in to the show. Welcome in. Welcome in. You know, as a business owner, entrepreneur, small business coach, consultant, I get to see all kinds of situations and scenarios, businesses going through different things, businesses in different places in their business for small businesses, right? They're all going through similar things, right? At different levels, at different times. And I like testing out different products, different services, resources that may be a fit for small businesses. And I do that because, one, I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm always interested in seeing what's out there, how I can keep my overhead down. You'd be amazed at how having the right ecosystem of applications can really keep your overhead down outside of possibly your payroll. If you're in manufacturing, small business manufacturing, then that's but still, that's a little different. But we're always looking at how we can keep control and manage that overhead. And so there's always some interesting resources out there that allow you to do that. So I like finding these, what I like to call cool tools, hidden gems that are affordable and relevant to small businesses. Why? Because small businesses are the backbone of our country. And we need them to not just survive, thrive. And as much as big business brings to the world economy, the reality is, small businesses, if you pulled out all of the small businesses out of the United States, 99% of the businesses in the United States are small businesses. It would collapse. I believe it would collapse. So in any case, typically twice a year, I like to do this show that I like to call Cool Tools, K-O-O-L, Tools. Do they still sell cool cigarettes? Remember years ago, they had the Cools cigarettes and the little, I think it was like a little green packet. That's where my brain went, K-O-O-L. I don't know. I'm not a smoker. So in any case, today is one of those days that we're going to talk about some cool tools you may or may not be familiar with. Tools that I get by either working with my clients, I'm kind of researching, I kind of stumble upon, or usually it's, again, during possibly research or introduced to me through the work that I do with clients, colleagues, and collaborations, workshops, webinars, or just one of your colleagues may be working with something. You're like, hey, that's pretty cool. What is that? And I love tools that have a freebie component. So if it's free, it's worth checking out. If you think it's a fit and it can fit into your ecosystem, it's worth checking out. If it has a 7-day free trial, 14-day free trial, 30-day free trial. Don't pay for it during that trial period because you might really, really want it and I might as well go and pay for it. No, keep those finances in your arsenal and get to know the tools so you're not paying for the ramp-up time, right? Go ahead and do the trial. That's why they're giving it to you, to kind of take it for a test ride and so on. So I've got some cool tools to talk to you about. One of the cool tools that I've been recently introduced to, you may be familiar with it, again, you may not be familiar with it, is Loom. Loom is really a cool tool. And so Loom allows you to, and I tested it out, I signed up, and it's free. Free is my friend. If it works within my ecosystem, it doesn't. And again, let's just talk about your application ecosystem for your business, as you small business owners out there. Small business, by the way, is defined by the Small Business Administration. I always have to, I feel like I'm doing a disclaimer, is fewer than 500 employees. So if you are fewer than 500 employees, I'm sort of talking to you, but I'm not. I'm really talking to micro businesses, small businesses that are probably 25 to 50 employees, maybe 150. But when you start getting up there, you're really looking at a large small business that they're doing a lot of things right. Anyway, not that that smaller micro businesses aren't, but they need more cool tools that can help them get to that 499 employees, right? That 300 employees and resources that just kind of works together within your ecosystem. So you want an ecosystem of tools that are communicating or allowing you to streamline your efficiency. And I remember years ago, and it wasn't too long ago, I would say probably during the pandemic or right before the pandemic, I heard this, I guess I'll call it a quote from Bill Gates. It was from Bill Gates, but let's quote him, and when I was watching him at the time, that applications that you inefficiently use is inefficient, making the business inefficient. So, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, but his point was that if you are using whatever tools you're using, if you are inefficiently using them, it's inefficient. And it's inefficient for your business. So you can have tools that you might be underutilizing. Or it's like getting a brand new car and you don't know all of the features and benefits of it, right? And so you're still getting to where you're wanting to go and all of that, but you want to be as efficient as possible. And why? What does efficiency do? Efficiency saves you money. That's just the bottom line. So we're always thinking about efficiency. So when I'm talking about cool tools, I'm not just talking about cool tools because I just want to do a cool tool show and you don't have anything better to do than think about applications in your world. And some of these may benefit those that are employed at small businesses or somewhere in the employment world. But for this show, we're really obviously talking to small businesses that want some efficiencies in their ecosystem. So Loom is a cool tool, and I'm gonna do some comparisons to another tool. They're almost competitors, but they have different features that I kind of really think are sweet for small businesses. And so with Loom, you can record. And so it's really easy to set up. I set it up like in just a couple of minutes. And if I'm totally full disclosure, I actually set it up prior to this show because I just wanted to see how it worked. And it, for me, now it's been used with a colleague of mine a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was really cool. And so you can record. So now here's what's interesting. Here's another one of my disclaimers. If you're using Loom with your customers, you know how you get on a call with you're, if someone's trying to collect a debt, or you're talking to a business because you want to check, you know, you're checking on your account because something wonky happened with it, and they give you this disclaimer of sorts. So make sure that if you're going to record, you, of course, make sure that those that you're recording are aware that you're recording. You can't just go and record. So, but what I love about this tool is that you can record, like if you're on Zoom, you can record the whole thing. When we know that Zoom records, but, and that's great, but it doesn't transcribe, or it doesn't give you this cool transcription with your video. And you can actually get it with the video. You can turn on the little, but this is like really cool. And I take that back. Zoom does have a transcription feature, but it's not really called a transcription feature. It's really for hearing impaired and that. It transcribes for you, right? So this transcribes, it gives you all of the information. You can videotape it. You can send it to your team so your teams know, hey, this is what's going on in the company, and it's going to cut down on meetings. So part of the sweetness of this Loom is to kind of make things efficient so you're not doing as many meetings, so you can sit in front of your desk and you can give an update, send it out to your colleagues in the company, and bypass the meeting. And so with Loom, they're saying, hey, you're going to be 29% more efficient because you can cut down on your meetings. So it has a lot of cool features on it. And that's one of the features that I really, really like, is having that transcription. And just kind of rolls through, really, really, really kind of cool. So you can see, and it gives you all kinds of examples of how Loom is used. So if you go out there, and again, it's a free tool, so it won't hurt you to kind of try it out. But you can look at some of the recordings, what's being recorded, and just give you some ideas on how you can best integrate it into your system to make it more efficient. So Loom is kind of cool, L-O-O-M, Loom. And check it out. And they have a Loom library, so loom.com. Let me know what you think about it. And you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I hope you like it, but I think it's going to help those that are businesses that are meeting heavy. This might be a way to just kind of solve the problem and get quick updates rather than being in a bunch of meetings all day. And I know how that can be. We've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to compare it to another video recording. Interesting. I'm going to do some comparison. And we'll see what that's like when we come back. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. You are listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, here in Silicon Valley Bay Area. We are streaming and live and all of that good stuff around the world. And we are talking about cool tools. And I apologize, I was just talking and we went to a commercial break. Slight technical difficulty there, so apologies on that. So Loom, like I said, is a great tool. It does this cool transcription. You can use it for Zooms. You can use it for just about anything on your computer to record and get messaging out to your team. And so I would call this a competitor. And I'm going to give you their former name, because I've been using this tool, cool tool, for years. I really, really like it. Is Screencast-O-Matic. And Screencast-O-Matic has changed its name to ScreenPal. I don't know if I like ScreenPal better, but that's the new name, ScreenPal.com. So if you're using Screencast-O-Matic, they have changed their name to ScreenPal. And I like this tool, this cool tool, a lot. Now, I'm talking a little bit about videos and recordings because what's big right now? Content marketing. You got to get content out there. You got to be relevant. You got to maintain keeping your information out there, especially as a small business. Small businesses lack really understanding the value of and the power of content marketing, advertising, and making sure that it stays available out there to the world, to those that you're trying to do business with. So you've got YouTube, you've got Vimeos, you've got web content that you widgets that you can put information on and repurpose that information and get it out in so many different ways through social media and all of that. And so ScreenPal is really cool. You can record. So it has, and both of these tools have timers and it'll count you down. It just doesn't start recording. And now I think my favorite feature on Loom is really kind of that transcribing tool. It's pretty darn good. But ScreenPal, when you're recording, what I love is that you're kind of like in this little studio. You know that you have like these little studio components. I like media. I've been in media for many years. And so I like things that look like a studio setup. And then when you're finished with ScreenPal, so you could say you're doing a Zoom training or webinar and you want to capture that and you want to put it out on a video platform like a Venmo or a YouTube, it creates the video file for you, right? And not only that, you can edit it. I like that it has an editing feature. So if you make a mistake or if you want to shorten it or if you want to do a snippet, maybe you want to do a teaser. And so you have the full functionality to be able to do that. And this is, again, this is pennies on the dollar. Now, Loom is free, so that's not bad. But sometimes paying is not so bad. And ScreenPal is really, really affordable. And it, again, it allows you to not only edit, but they give you a music library. It's not a huge music library. It's a modest music library. And you have these different choices like genres, like corporate or all of that. And you can put music under, and you can have music under your whole piece, or you can have music partially. You can fade the music in, you can fade it out. You can import, say you want to put some sort of overlay on your video, and you're talking about elephants with wings flying through the sky on balloons, and you happen to have that image, you can cut that image in, overlay that image in. So there's really a lot of functionality that allows you to do a lot of creative things with that recording. And then, to top it off, which is the kicker, is that once you're done, ScreenPal will ask you, are you finished? Great. Would you like to upload it? And they give you some choices that they're connected with. You can certainly upload it to their platform, or you can upload it to YouTube. I always upload to YouTube because that is our platform of choice. Venmo is not on there. And then, this is what I'm saying, and then it also allows you to, I can't even get my, I'm so excited about the tool. I can't even get everything out. It'll process your information so it can upload the correct way into the platform. And then it allows you to choose whether or not you want that information to be public or private. Right. And so you might want to, so if you wanted to really send an elaborate, maybe a presentation, right? Maybe you're, and this is interesting because there's so much work happening at home because of COVID, because of that huge change. So maybe as a small business says, hey, I want to pitch to a VC and they're somewhere else in the country and they're willing to allow me to do a 3-minute pitch or a 5-minute pitch. You can do all of that, look fantastic, send them a private link, upload it to YouTube, and voila. So it's really, really cool. And it only costs, I think it, ScreenPal costs maybe about $20 a year. I mean, it's really inexpensive. And then of course, Loom is free and you get that transcribing piece, which Screencast-O-Matic or ScreenPal does no longer. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Business on the Edge, Money 2.0 here. Formerly Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here, Bay Area, AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio. We are live and around the world. So I've got two hot products, cool tools. I'm going to move on to another one in just a moment. So cool tool, Loom. Loom, like I said, is fantastic. You can record and you can record your Zoom meetings, and then you get this cool little transcript. As soon as you're done, it's right there. It's just everything that you've said, and you can send it. You can send it to your colleagues. You can put your little emojis and all kinds of neat little things that we all love. You can do a link. You can. You, it does allow you to do a little bit of trimming and everything. And like I said, it's free. And then ScreenPal, it does have a free version. And again, it's, and I would recommend as a small business that you do more than the free version, that you go to the next level up that allows you to get a little bit more of the features. If you're going to do something more, either the solo deluxe or the solo premiere, come on, $3 a month. $6 a month. It's paid annually. Give me a break. You buy that on coffee in 1 week, right? And so just unlimited recordings, full video editing, audio recording and editing. You get all of these cool tools. And then, of course, your ability to upload to your platform, that the, you know, the choices that they give you there as well. As I recall, I don't believe Venmo is one of those platforms. But in any case, you can get that video up to YouTube and some of the other platforms. And they have a backup, so you could back everything up to your ScreenPal world. Cool tools, inexpensive. You can fit it into your ecosystem. Why not? So that's cool. So let's talk about, I said that I do cool tools, it's true, but cool resources that are tools that small businesses can use, tool templates, they're still cool tools, but I like nice little templates that can help small businesses really look at their business. One of my favorite cool tools, resources, is Mural, M-U-R-A-L. Mural I use a lot with my Small Business Development Center clients, because even if they've been in business, they're an existing business, this is a cool tool. If you are a pre-venture, you're not in business, this is a cool tool for you to do an idea assessment using a really big idea sketch pad, and then developing your business model on a canvas. So it's a bit of business model canvas. Every business has a business model. A canvas really allows you to express that on a one-page canvas, which is fantastic. And so Mural, M-U-R-A-L, will allow you to create these canvases. They'll give you up to 3 canvases for free, so your account is free forever. But once you get past that third mural, then you're going to have to obviously invest in it. And there's other murals out there that you might find interesting and wanting to do that, which is perfectly fine. But what's great is their really big idea Sketchpad. If you are thinking about starting a business, if you're thinking about going that extra step, do the really big idea Sketchpad in Mural as an idea assessment. It lets you flesh out who your customer segments are going to be, who's the users, who's the buyers. I mean, this is free. Why go, don't start spending money on a business before you really understand whether or not your business is viable and feasible. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about Mural, and I've got another resource for you I think you're going to like a lot as well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Favorite part of the show. Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about Small Business Concierge before we get back into our cool tools. Small Business Concierge actually is a cool tool. It's a cool resource. And we take a lot of these resources that I'm sharing with you today, and we put them in our small business portal in our library. So we have tools and resources, and we continue to add to it. And one of the things that we're working on right now, which I'm really proud of, we have a great intern. I think she's fantastic. She is a graduate of San Jose State University, and she's working with us on, and by the way, let me just say this in terms of research, not research, but interns. Internship using college students or newly graduated students is not code for free labor, not synonymous, just to be clear. Read your law. So interns, you should be paying them something, minimum wage or whatever that is, okay? So just be clear that when I say intern, I'm not equating that to free labor, okay? So we pay our interns, and we're proud to pay our interns, and we love bringing in young people because they're the next generation of entrepreneurs, and they're the next generation of whatever they're going to be doing. We enjoy working with our interns. We've worked with a lot of colleges over the years for interns. We've had colleges reach out to us to help take on some of their interns, and so we've been able to do that as well. And so what's interesting that I've had a couple of interns that I thought I was going to have to fire. I'm like, you know, well, 2 over the years. And so getting fired from an internship for those that are in college is not a good look. Don't go into your internship thinking, I just need to do this externship or internship, whatever your college is calling it, so I can just get my credits to graduate. Be present in that internship or externship. So in any case, she does a lot of research for us, and she is researching resources for all of our 50 states to put into our library that are relevant to small business. Now, it's not comprehensive, obviously, because there's always a lot of resources out there. The point of the Small Business Concierge, the subscription, is to give you access to mass advertising, mass media around the world, and support your small business development growth. So you get me and my colleagues once a month coaching you in person on our webinars And sometimes we do recordings and give you a break, but once a month. And then you get also access 24/7 to our back-end resources. So you've got to log in. So maybe you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you want to do some research and you want to learn how to, you know, different business resources or applications that are out there that might put your business in front of your competitors. And so there's so much to know. You could not go through our resources in a year because that link leads to, there are hyperlinks in there, and they'll lead to, if you dig deep on these websites, you're going to keep going and going and going to benefit your business. So make sure that you connect with us at smallbusinessconcierge.biz and check out our new magazine. We're going to publish that here in April. We're excited about that. And our new, actually, digital catalog that you can buy directly from our small businesses. We don't take any fees from our businesses. So if you want to do business with small businesses without them getting sucked into all of the fees, and I won't say who does that to our small businesses, and by the time they get done selling their product, they have like pennies on the dollar left. So, but in any case, they get every bit of what they earn, unless they're going through unless their link is going through another party, then they may have to pay fees for them. But they do not pay any additional fees on our website by using the catalog. So keep that in mind. So before I get out of this segment, cool tools, cool resources. Mural, I was talking about Mural coming into the break. Mural, make sure you just take it for a spin. It's free forever. If you don't need an idea assessment, really big idea, Sketchpad is the Mural that you want to use if you go in. And if you forget or you want information, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And I will send you the links that I've talked about. I'll send you the Mural link and I will give you the same instructions I give my Small Business Development Center clients. I already have them written down step by step, how to get into the Murals, how to get started, and all of that good stuff. If you have been in business, the business model canvas is fantastic, and doing it in Mural is fantastic. There's a lot of Mural templates out there but business model canvas templates. I like Mural because you can share them with your team and you can work on it together. Canva also has a business canvas tool as well. So you can use that as well. I got to get out of here. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are live, Bay Area and around the world, iHeartRadio, live streaming. You can always listen live. So we're wrapping up. We are at the bottom of our hour for the show, at the top of the hour for you. And we talked about cool tools. Small businesses need cool tools. All kidding aside, it's a light show just to kind of get you thinking about what's out there. Like I said, Lumen's a great tool for you to be able to record, send out to your network. They can provide feedback. They can provide comments. Just really a neat tool. Free. And then, of course, just a quick recap if you're just tuning in. And then we have the ScreenPal, formerly Screencast-O-Matic, that they have a free version, but I recommend doing one of the paid versions, the first or second paid version of the ScreenPal. So you could do the Solo Deluxe or the Solo Premiere, $3 a month to $6 a month. That's really just easy to do. Paid annually, easy to do. You have full features to record, edit, upload to a couple of different platforms that they have, music capabilities, all kinds of things that will allow you to enhance your content that you want to get out there to the public. And again, Loom, also you can put the information out to the public. You're welcome to do that. But the design of Loom is really thinking about you cutting down on all of those meetings that you have during the day or during the week. And so they're promising like a 29% decrease in meetings. So that's something to think about. And then we talked about Mural. If you are starting a business, it's really great to do that idea assessment to make sure that your business is viable and feasible. And so the really big idea is Sketchpad in Mural, and they'll give you 3 free murals. Your Mural account is free forever, but if you want to go past 3 murals, which you can, they have tons of murals inside the Mural platform that you may want to use for different reasons. They have social media murals, all kinds of things. So, but if you're just getting started, that's a great mural to start with, is the Really Big Idea Sketchpad. And then going to the Business Model Canvas after that is the one that I recommend. The Business Model Canvas, not the workshop mural inside it, but the Business Model Canvas for existing businesses and for new businesses. And what's important about a business model? It's how you make a profit, how you gonna make money. And it puts everything on one page, clear, concise, if you do it right. And if you want more information, want me to help you with that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, or become a member of our subscription for $67 a month to help your small business grow. And you'll get a lot of support in terms of what's available in that subscription, from coaching, Zoom calls with me, to mass media advertising for free, actually, in terms of the advertising. So that's one of the perks of being a subscriber. And then just loads and loads of cool tools that you can connect with. And you can go back and look at the Zooms that we've done in terms of the coaching calls and all that as well. So we're trying to make sure that you are benefit. And before I get out of here, I do want to talk about one more cool tool resource, and that's from SCORE. SCORE is also a federal program, like the Small Business Development Center program. It is a program funded by the Small Business Administration primarily, and then it has subfunding from states and local governments and however they're going out and they can seek funding. But they have so if you go to score.org, and again, all of these tools that I've talked about, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will send you the links and the lists, and I'd love to get to know you if you're listening in and you really have that itch for entrepreneurship, or you're an entrepreneur out there. But they have this link and on their website, score.org. And if you go under business education, you can go into templates and resources. And they have a really nice template for doing your financial model. It's pretty comprehensive. I like it. Bankers will love it. And it's a great tool for you to project, for you to do your startup costs. If you're new to business, if you're an existing business, you can still use the tool. And you can do your first year and then project out the next couple of years. But I think it's a really great tool for small businesses. Understanding your finances and knowing your finances is really, really a big deal. So that being said, you just cannot beat having the right tools in your system, ecosystem is what I'm talking about, to benefit you. And again, if you want to get these tools and more, and you're not for our subscription on Small Business Concierge, we're not selling you tools. We don't sell tools. The accessibility to the tools in your subscription just affords you the opportunity to grow your business. Our subscription is a business development growth plan. Let's be clear about that. We're just bringing everything that we possibly can, and we continue to add to it to the table wherever you're at in the United States. This is not a Silicon Valley Bay Area subscription. This is a nationwide subscription that allows you to grow your business, develop a competitive advantage, have monthly business development Zoom networking and coaching calls, free 30 days of live plan, the number one business plan software out there. We're going to give that to you. Digital catalog free, directory listing in the magazine free, calendars listings if you are doing events free. So we're giving you a lot to help you build and grow your business, and so is your coach. That's what we can do to help you go deeper. If not, email me and I'll send you the links that we talked about today. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, and have a great weekend. And for those of you, happy Easter that celebrated, and enjoy, stay safe out there as well, and enjoy your weekend.